in your Bibles, the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm going to read verse 31 today, then we're going to pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. While you're finding your place, let me remind you about the mission team there in Honduras. They're there. You've got a list of those names inside your bulletin, all those that are down there working in these days, so be praying much for them, that the Lord would strengthen them, help them, and then remember my wife, she's not feeling well today, and I appreciate you praying. And we're going to look here in the Word of God just a few minutes, and I'm thankful for all the songs and how they have helped set these passages up, and I'm thankful how God orchestrates things as He desires, amen, and I praise Him and I thank Him for His goodness today. You're willing and able to stand this morning, Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 31, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, the Bible says, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. I'll read it again. He said, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. Lord, thank you for the good songs and how they have ministered our heart, how they've helped get our attention and our affection upon you this morning. I pray now for a little while. Help me to look beyond the congregation. I pray you give me unction of the Holy Ghost that I might preach. I have the precious Word of God. I pray for that, and it's lost right here. And Lord, there's a number of folk here today do not know you as their Lord and Savior. And I pray this will be the day that the Holy Spirit will begin to convict them and convince them. And Lord, they repent and be saved. I pray for your people that you'd stir our hearts. Help us, oh God, to magnify you and worship you in spirit and in truth. And everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach this morning, the Lord helping me for just a few moments, on Rahab, this woman who is mentioned in the hall of faith in Hebrews 11, Rahab the harlot. Now, there's three things I want to look at, and we're going to look in Joshua chapter 2 and chapter 6 and a few other places this morning, but we'll keep going back to Joshua 2 where the events of her life take place. But she does make that hall of faith. Now, Rahab is not a Jew. Rahab is not from a prominent family of Israel. But God, in His mercy, rescued Rahab. Now, three things I'll look at, and I'll be done. Number one, I'll look at her degradation at just a moment. If you're not familiar with the word degradation, that word means depravity or corruption, degeneration or dishonor. It means morally bad or wrong or wicked. And that's how Rahab was. She was in a bad shape, a bad way. My friend, she was not a follower of the true God, but she lived in a place that was under judgment. We find that as far as her family this morning, she's an Amorite in the land of Canaan, and she lives in Jericho. That's facing judgment, certain judgment that's about to fall. That is where Rahab the harlot was living at. I was in a place under the judgment of God. Can I say this to you today and to I today? That's where we once lived, was under the judgment of God. Amen. Again, she's not part of the prominent families of the nation of Israel. She's not, my friend, even a Jew, but she's an outcast. She is one that a friend has heard, but yet is under the judgment of God. I want to say this to you that's lost today and remind us of our saved. That's how we were in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2. The Bible said, and you have the quickened who were dead in trespassing and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 11 and 12, listen well. Wherefore remember that ye been in time past Gentiles in the flesh. You are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's how we were, just as Rahab, outside, not part of the family of God, but a curse and judge, headed for an eternal hell. That's how she was. That's how people are in this day who are not saved by the grace of God. Well, her degradation, her family, she's not part of the family of God, but she's a part of the fallen race of man. And I see also her fornication, for the Bible says she's a harlot. Matter of fact, the Bible very clearly in Joshua 2 and verse 1, Joshua chapter 6 and verse 17, Hebrews 11, 31, and James chapter 2 and verse 25 declares that Rahab was a harlot. You say, preacher, you ought not preach like that. Well, blow your television out in the yard if you think this is too plain preaching. Amen. They're talking a whole lot worse and more filth, and you're allowing it in your house. Amen. Right there, you know that's truth. Hey, friend, today we find that she is a harlot. She is involved in fornication. That's right. And I want to stress something right here, and you hear me real good today. How fornication, adultery, bestiality, sodomy, it is all still sin. Amen. I don't care how they want to whitewash it and act like it ain't a big deal. God declares it to be sin in His Word, and God's never changed, and His Word's never changed. Amen. Hey, sexual sins are dominant in our day. Amen. Hey, Rahab is a harlot. She is in a house of ill repute. Her life is a mess because of sexual sins today. Hey, I want to stress something to you before I get very far into this message to deal with this thing of sexual sins just a minute. I want you to know how bad it really is. You hear me right here, these sexual sins that people don't think is a big deal. Can I say to you, they're destroying the body. There'd be no sexually transmitted disease outside of these sins. Are you hearing me? That's right. That's how you get sexually transmitted disease. It's fornication, adultery, bestiality, and sodomy today. You don't believe it's a sin against the body. You don't believe the Bible. The Bible said, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 18, He said, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Amen. That's why the sins are producing the disease of the day. Friend, because people want to live just any old way and think God's going to wink at it and it's all right because it's socially accepted. It don't matter what society accepts. God still declares it's a sin and it's costing people their very lives. Amen. Oh, friend, today, a sexual sin destroy the body. They deaden the conscience. That's right. I'm going to tell you something, men and women, how today don't think right, seems like, across this country. Can't make a sensible decision. Why? They have deadened their conscience. And sexual sins is one way they're doing that. Not only that, but let me say this, it defiles your reputation. Amen. Now, in our day, it don't get down and look that much, but I'm from the old school, and it's still sin, and it's still a shame. Would to God, hear me, would to God people get ashamed of their sin again. Amen. We have lived to see it's a day you get on a talk show and you brag how immoral you are, how wicked you are, how low down you are. Hey, but I'm going to tell you, God has judged all sin. Amen. You say, I didn't come for that. Well, you're getting it while you're here. Amen. Holds this the truth today. Rahab's in the sin of fornication and it has wrecked her life. Oh, friend, today we see her degradation. She is in the depths of sin today. As many, hey, it ain't just sexual sins. There's other sins. But I'm telling you, we're in a sex-soaked generation. Amen. From everything from commercials to television to movies to billboards to magazines, it's everywhere. Amen. Hey, you ought to thank God you got a preacher. I ain't afraid to preach on this stuff. I ain't tooting my horn. I'm just telling you something. Your young people, your children, your grandchildren are being taught a lie in school. It ain't normal. It ain't. Are you hearing me? Oh, friend, we're seeing the degradation of our day as well as in Rahab's life. I see not only her degradation, but let me see, secondly, I see her deliverance there in Joshua chapter 2. For you see, as you think about her deliverance, someone would ask, well, how did Rahab get delivered, preacher? Well, let me say, first of all, according to Joshua, at chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, she heard the truth. The Bible said in Joshua 2, and again in verse 9, and she said unto me, and those spies that she was hiding, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly had destroyed. Hey, she heard about God. Oh, hey, did you notice what she said? We heard about how your God took care of the Red Sea. Amen. And he said, we know what happened to them other kings that God let you have. Well, yeah. She said, I heard about your God. Hey, I want to tell you something. I want to tell the world about the God I serve. Amen. He ain't a little God or a wooden God, but he's a true and the living God today. Amen. Oh, she said, we heard. I want to say I'm glad for the day I heard. Not just with my natural ear, but I'm glad for the day I heard in my heart. I heard with my ear a long time before I ever heard with my heart. I've been raised in church my whole life. I don't remember a time we didn't go to church. I don't remember a time we didn't hear the truth of the gospel. I'm telling you, there's a day in my heart I heard what God could do. Oh, she heard about what God did and what he's about to do. She knew why them spies was there. Hey, judgment's coming. God's going to give the city to the children of Israel. Oh, friend, I heard what God done for me at Calvary. But I heard what he would do one day, except I repent. Amen. Hey, aren't you glad you heard? Oh, blessed day when I heard the truth of the word of God. Men may turn a deaf ear to it, but I'm telling you, the truth will set you free. The Bible declares us, hey, this is what happened to Rahab. What happened to me happened to others. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why I'm a Bible preacher. I'm not going to preach everything. I'm preaching the Bible. Amen. That's what got hold of my heart one day. Somebody said, preacher, you are too much a salvation preacher, and there are sinners here today. Amen. Hey, everybody look at me. They ain't getting saved hearing other messages. Amen. Hey, they get saved when the gospel's preached to them. The death, the burial, and the resurrection, when they're confronted with the fact they are a sinner. Amen. Oh, friend, Rahab got delivered because first she heard. The Bible said in Joshua chapter 2 and verse 11, that hearing led to believing. For she said, as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Hey, she heard it and she believed it. Oh, yeah, I am a believer. Without doubt, Now, there's a difference in believing in God and believing on God. All right? You got to believe in God or you ain't getting saved. You can forget it. So I don't believe there's no God, then you're going to go to hell. That's just how it is. I'm not being ugly. I ain't being rude to you. I'm telling you like it is. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm to the place in my life. I've been saved long enough, and I've been preaching long enough. I'm telling you something. This generation needs somebody to thunder truth at them. I quit whitewashing everything. I quit petting everybody and just bring it down where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Hey, she heard it and she believed it. By the way, you can't unbelieve if you really believed. I just want to say that too. Amen. And as one preacher said, the evidence of believing is you're still believing. Amen. Oh, yeah. She heard one day. Hey, but let me say this. She heeded it. For the Bible lets us know she exercised faith. Hebrews 11:34. By faith. Amen. Hey, she exercised believing faith. The Bible said in Joshua chapter 2, verse number 18 and verse number 21. She said, behold, when we come into the, they said to her, behold, when we come to the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren, all thy father's household home unto thee. Verse 21, she said, hey, they told her what she had to do to be saved right there. You do understand that. They said, is that going to be that scarlet thread that's going to save your life and save anybody else you get in your house? Listen, verse 21. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Amen. She acted on what she is told. Amen. Hey, I want to throw this at this a little side note. A lot of folk get tied up on how she lied to the king. It kind of bothered me for a long time until I really got reading this text. Brother Tim got studying it. She lied for the scarlet cord ever got put in the window. Amen. She quit the lying after the scarlet thread. After she got the scarlet thread in the window, she quit her lying. Wish Baptists had learned that. Amen. That's right. Hey, that line's before that scarlet thread got put in the window. Amen. Hey, when you get saved, all things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. Hey, she heeded that. Hey, the Bible declares in the book of Romans still, hey, as you hear the truth, here's what you have to do. You heed on it. He said, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. Verse 13, for whosoever I shall call upon the name of Lord shall be saved. You've got to act on it. Amen. Now I will say this, you can get saved anywhere. You really can. You just can't get saved anytime. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to want to without the Spirit of God drawing you anyhow. Before he ever got a hold of me, it didn't matter to me about eternity. It didn't matter because I didn't think about it. Wasn't what I was looking at. But oh, when the Holy Ghost began revealing, oh, that's when I acted. That's when I heeded. Amen. Just a little boy, I called upon the Lord and he saved me that night. I'm like, Brother Tim, it don't get old of me singing about being saved. Don't get old preaching about being saved. I mean that. I know a preacher got run off of a church one time. Here's why they run him off. He gave his testimony too much. They wouldn't like the Apostle Paul neither. Because there where he went, it started something like this. At midday, amen. I want to tell you something. All we are just sinners saved, trying to tell other sinners how they can get saved. Hey, tell them what God done to you and for you. It's the best kind of witnessing you'll ever do. Amen. Oh, her degradation, her deliverance. Let me say this, I also find her delight. For you see, she was spared. Why? Because that scarlet line, that scarlet thread was put into the window. It's a delight. Here's what happened on over in Joshua 6 when they went in to conquer and they marched and the walls of Jericho are falling. Here's what happens. In verse 17, the Bible said, "And the city shall be accursed, even in all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, and because she hid the messengers that we sent." Verse 22, "But Joshua said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go unto the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman, all that she hath, as you swear unto her." And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother. What about this? And her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and vessels of brass and of iron, they put in the treasure of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's house and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. I like the word in verse 25, "And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive." Now here's why I'm stressing that. The very name Joshua means Jehovah saves. Amen. See, it made a difference. Joshua said, "She's spared, fellas. She's safe." Amen. Why? That scarlet thread was in the window. Hey, nobody else was spared that day. You had to be behind that scarlet thread in that window of her house. Without it, you perished. Hey, without the blood of Christ, you will perish. Amen. There is no salvation apart from the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, she's spared. That's her life. She's excited. "I'm not dead. I get to live." Amen. Oh, friend, do you understand what that means? Have you sat down and thought lately, "I'm living. God saved me. I'm fully alive today." Amen. Hey, not only she is spared, but listen to this. She is in the Savior's family. Now, here's something that just does something in my heart. In Matthew, I want you to go over there. Matthew chapter 1. I want to show you. I'm about done. Hang with me. She is spared, and she makes the Savior's family. How do you know that? Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. Listen to what the Bible said. Read it as long as I read it. It said, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Here's the genealogy of Christ. You hear me? Skip down to verse 5. "And Salmon begat Booz," that's Boaz, "of Rachab," that's Rahab. "And Booz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king." Hey, she got in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. An old Gentile dog. Hello. Someone not deserving, worthy. Oh no, she was degraded. Hey, at the depths of sin. Hey, her life's messed up. Hey, but because Joshua said, "Hey, she promised, she hid you, the thread's in the window." Hey, she's safe. Hey, today you and I are safe because the blood of Christ has been applied to her, and it placed us in the family of God. Amen. Hey, to be a part of God's family. What a blessing this morning. Oh, understand, she don't deserve being there. But because of mercy she is, because of grace she is, hey, she went from Rahab the harlot to a part of the family of God. By the way, all the places I gave you, James chapter 2, Hebrews 11, Joshua 2, Joshua 6, all those places list her as a harlot. Hey, she's not here in Matthew 1:5. I'll throw this out. Don't mean a lot, but it's something I like to meditate on. She got that C put in her name now. Did you notice that? She went from Rahab to Rachab. You get Christ in you, it's going to make a difference in you too. Amen. You think about that just a minute. Hey, because Joshua, Jehovah saves, she made the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and her past is not even brought up in there. Amen. You get saved, all sins forgiven. God forgets. God washes it away. It's never coming back up again. Now, I'm going to throw this out and just close. This is just a side note. This ain't really a message. But I got dwelling on this. I've been studying on this since Friday. And I fall about it for months off and on. But really, God just touched my heart and began to study. And Brother Tim come at one time, and I was up pacing my office. He didn't know what I was doing. It done got so big in me, I couldn't sit down. I don't know if the Bible ever does that to you, but it gets bigger than I can handle sometimes. And I got to pacing back and forth, and here's what came to me. In this verse, look at it again, Matthew 1:5. And Salmon begat Booz, that's Boaz again, of Rachab. And Booz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Now notice something. Salmon and Rahab have Boaz. That right? That's right. And then Boaz marries Ruth, another Gentile. I thought about this. Now, it may not stir you. It may hit you at midnight tonight. I don't know. But I got to think about something. I kind of really believe Rahab's still alive when Boaz and Ruth get married. I just somehow in my heart believe that's right. And I got my mind. That's what got me up pacing. Boaz come home and said, Mama, I found her. I found the one. I'm going to marry her. She said, bring her home, son. I'd like to meet her. I can see as Boaz brings Ruth in the house, and there's Rahab. And they sit down, and she knows her name. And all of a sudden, Rahab just speaks. I said, where are you from, honey? I can imagine Ruth begins to hang her head. I'm a Moabitess. I ain't even a Jew. I can see old Rahab get up and sit down by Ruth, put her arm around and say, honey, it's all right. You see, one day Joshua sent some spies into this land. And I was just an old Gentile dog too. I was going to hell. But old Joshua spared my life. And honey, it's going to be all right. You're getting in the family. Hey, I say to you, that's why we testify about being saved. It'll let somebody else, they may think they're the worst of the worst. Hey, but God saves sinners. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that he does. Oh, friend, we see her degradation, we see her deliverance, and we see her. You imagine, man, the rest of her life, I've been delivered. Oh, and and one day her name makes the genealogy of Christ in our Bible. What about that? Hey, can I say something? I'm glad my name is in God's book. Amen. All the redeemed are recorded in a book. And I'm glad my name's there. What about yours? Is it there today? If not, it can be before you leave. Father, take this a simple thought today. Use it for the salvation of the lost, the stirring of God's people. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Help us, dear Lord, this morning. Oh, God, thank you for saving grace. And, Lord, all you do now in the invitation time, we'll praise you and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' wonderful name. Heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what the Lord laid on my heart. We're in a day where people look over simple preaching, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad for the simplicity of the gospel. I'm glad it's made where a child can get saved, an adult can get saved. A senior citizen on there at the closing end of their life can get saved. Is there somebody here today say, preacher, I'm lost. I'm lost, preacher. Pray for me. And you'd lift a hand. Preacher, I'm lost and I know it. Please, please pray for me today. I see that young hand. Somebody else. These young hands going up and I'm thankful. I believe one day God's going to deal with them. Believe that. Someone else, preacher, I'm lost. I need the Lord. You that are saved, I think it's good to be reminded over and over again. Had he not come to where you were, you wouldn't have been spared, wouldn't be saved. Oh, friend, today, let's stand. We're going to sing an invitational song. Let's pray together.